I stepped outside my crib today and took time from my babies to reflect and have an introspective moment about my lady. Last month we made it 4 years and a blessing of matrimony, but know some folk who yoked and broke, now both need alimony. Ratchet homies though they blasted for me and clap at phonies, still detached from knowing how being vulnerable truly feels. And though I've had some classless moments, my past unfolded hood rats and rodents down my path to Damascus that truly healed. Every ailment before the mailman delivered agape in the form of fat, who at first contact was a frivolous entree. We had dissonance, but her diligence and commitment when I was indifferent was equivalent to someone hit with the spirit and forced to lay prostrate. Overwhelming, potent, and pure, but undeniable. She's my friend when I had no ends, that made us somewhat sizable. Difference in how I would listen when she would express the intrinsic gem she saw within me that made me desirable to her, but I was sure it wasn't mutual. And around that time wasn't always kind, but I was always truthful. I'd rather lose you than use you, confuse you, seduce you, abuse you, or run through you like most dudes do. I told her clear as day, I don't want you. She looked at me and said, cool. Some people hear that and say, girl, what's wrong with you? And to that I say, hell, baby, what's wrong with you? She knew what she wanted, but knew I wasn't there yet. So rather than run around the field, she made a fair catch. Took what was given that never altered her vision. In fact, she moved with precision towards being friends with no strings attached. While most people drown waiting, her love and her sound making decisions built the ground shaking foundation. So when I had my peace, I could place my feet on something concrete. The cost of love ain't cheap, it's steep. Unless you want something for the streets, well hell, then I concede and easily can see why I see these tweets that reek of those who struggle with rejection, though they mask it by projecting false realities that they deem true. That's why I'm weary when I speak to folk who's stressing or victims of mass deception, cause I'm knowing they ain't got a clue. How the hell is one offended when presented someone's genuine experience that don't make or break you doing you? It's hard to comprehend that some condemn the road in which you travel like the gravel beneath your feet gon' alter their shoes or positioning. My nonfiction ain't here to contend with your nonfiction, and you free to do whatever you choose. But hell, that's the world we live in. When your chips is high, be weary of the ones who chippin'. Shaitan gon' always try to tempt you, know that it is written. But who am I? I said a lot, but I might be trippin'. Oh.
Nah, you're not trippin'. And I wanna just address the people that were hurt or triggered by our story of how we got, you know, married. And to those people that had that limited understanding of what our story was and felt some type of way, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And here's why it's okay. Because life is hard. Life is hard, and it's even harder when you involve relationships, because you can get hurt, you can get scarred, you can get bruised. And it's so easy to take all of those things with us on a day-to-day and hold on to them tight. And so when you encounter something that tries to deal with it, it hurts. It hurts, and you're forced to either deal with that hurt or you create an alternate reality. And I think a lot of people that were looking at our story, they were creating that alternate reality through their filter of hurt or rejection. And, you know, it's okay, because you can get help. And you can sit down with somebody and you can talk to them and you can process what happened to you, so that when you hear, you know, someone's origin story, you don't have that same response. You don't have to hear it and get angry or get mad or be triggered by it, because you can heal. You can heal from that hurt and you can heal from that pain and that rejection. You deserve to heal.